The Twins are in Texas to battle the Rangers in Arlington. Very comfortable conditions, as always, to watch the ball fly out. Kenny Vargas would take advantage. He's up top of the fourth inning with nobody on, a scoreless game facing Andrew Cashner.
Next pitch is hit high and deep out into right field. Mazzara going back onto the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it is beyond his reach. A home run for Kenny Vargas.
Maurer and Polanco to follow. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a high drive to deep left field. That is hooking at the pole, and that ball is gone. Way up in the club concourse level, about one section fair, a majestic home run for Miguel Sano, and the Twins lead 2-0. First and third, nobody out. Ranger infielder double played up at second and short. Gallo creeps in at third, and Buxton swings, and he loops one to right, a base hit. That'll make it 6-0. Vargas scores, Rosario to third. Byron Buxton with his first RBI of the year. He's working with an 8-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth, and Joey Gallo's the hitter. He struck out his first time up. Santana deals, and Gallo swings and smokes one to right. Hooking at the foul pole, it is history.
Opened the inning with a home run and ended the inning with an RBI single, out at second trying to stretch it into a double. And we still stand at 8-1 Minnesota as Rugi checks his swing on a pitch that's high, and appeal yields a strike from Alfonso Marquez, the crew chief down at third. So Rugi strikes out swinging. Seventh home run of the season, which ties him for the American League lead. Here's a pop-up into shallow left. The shortstop Polanco going out. He's there, comes back a step or two, and squeezes it to get Elvis for the final out in the inning. The Rangers go quietly in their half of the seventh.
Another terrific start for Irvin Santana. He picks up the win in an 8-1 Twins victory. Santana is 4-0, and his ERA is now a major league leading .77. The Rangers are held to just one run against Minnesota starter Irvin Santana. Here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister summing up his team's Tuesday night.
Well, it looked like the leaked in his delivery, which really became challenging for him to find feel for the baseball. However, I mean, he continued to grind through it. I mean, gave up the two solo shots. I mean, just the walks. Again, you know, is the story. I think the sheer volume of walks really that we've given up. It just can't continue to give all those free bases up. But the one thing I will say is that Cash continued to try to grind. He gave us about as much as he could give us. Really, there in the last inning, just felt like we'd try to get him through some quick outs there, get him one more inning. The pitch count obviously was well out of our range.
Couple base running outs early. Does that fall within the realm of being aggressive for a team that needs to manufacture runs, or was that a little too much misjudgment?
Well, I think the first one with Chu and Baldet, that gets underneath Castro. I believe it hit the umpire's shin guard. I think we lost a little sight of the ball, but situation that we got to know that ball's completely behind the umpire. Gomez's, thought he read the ball well. Castro came up with a tremendous play and threw both of them right on the money. I mean, tremendous throws by. But, again, a situation where, offense has been we haven't been scoring runs. We know we got a guy on the mound that has been hot, been throwing the ball extremely well. Being aggressive on the base pass is warranted in those situations. We haven't been really scoring many runs, so guys are trying to get into a scoring position. The one by Rua, look, that was ball smoked down the line. Hit about as perfect as you could hit off the wall right to the left fielder. He made a tremendous play, and it's one of those plays. It looks bad on the base runner's part. However, he's going around the base hard. He's thinking that ball's down the line. Hector's yelling at him, trying to let him know. But I'm sure in Rua's mind, he felt like that ball was in the corner.
You alluded to him a second ago. Now that you've seen Santana this year, what's made him so effective?
Well, I mean, he commands all his pitches. He's a quality pitcher. I mean, when you're a quality pitcher, you command your pitches, you make it very challenging on hitters.
What else? Good.
Bass seemed to struggle too. What did, was he just catching too much of the plate? What was the situation there?
Yeah, I believe. I mean, obviously, coming in a situation, try to give us complete that inning and give us a little bit of range, get us off the field. It didn't happen. I think it was four consecutive hits. We had the misplay behind him, another hit. I mean, they made a base run and they tried to stretch a single into a double. We could throw Sano out, got us off the diamond. But yeah, it was just pitches out over the plate that they didn't miss. I mean, I will say this about Bass, though, he continued to pitch even after the lengthy inning and try to give us as much range as we possibly can to give those guys out in the bullpen a rest. I mean, it could have got a little further sideways there, and we'd been using some guys that we really didn't want to use in a situation like that.
Offensively, will you continue to move guys around in the lineup, trying to find something that'll get things going?
Absolutely. Look, we'll try to find some mixture somewhere. The bottom line is that, until we, get going consistently up and down the lineup, you got to find ways that are going to try to spark these guys. And we've got some guys that, I think the swings are there. We made some hard outs tonight in some situations, and then there were some situations we made soft outs. And hard outs against a guy like Santana, as much as they don't go in the book as a hit, but there is some value to that. And so there are some guys I felt like that, the swings were there. I still stand by this, a quality group of hitters, and we're going to get this thing going in a positive direction.
Thursday, Cole Hamels looks to build off of his first win of the season last time out, opposed by Hector Santiago of the Twins.